You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. It's February and it's freezing. A perfect time for the Bloomington Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Illinois. It's Saturday, the 24th, beginning at 9 a.m. at Bloomington's Miller Park. Participants support the Special Olympics athletes of Illinois by running pell-mell into the frigid waters of Miller Park Lake. Tamika Matthews is the 2018 Polar Plunge Ambassador, and Jim Fitzpatrick is with Special Olympics Illinois. He says this event is their biggest fundraiser of the year.
People will raise $100 minimum, and so then you get a nice little sweatshirt, and then we take you out to the beach and at Miller Park Lake, and you get to go in and say hi to our divers, and then you come out and warm up.
Wait a minute. Say hi to your divers?
Well, we have divers. Midwest Diving comes out, Scuba Dick and the gang, and they're out in the water for us just to make sure everybody's safe. Or if someone drops, a lot of people forget, they shouldn't be wearing glasses, and they maybe drop glasses, and so our divers are out there to kind of field those things and those issues.
So, Tamika, you've done the polar plunge before.
Yes.
What is it like?
It's fun.
It's fun? How cold is it? Has it been really, really cold when you've done it?
Oh, very cold.
Okay. So what do you wear to do a polar plunge? I mean,
Less is more.
Less is more? Really? Yeah. Even when it's cold?
Yes.
What did you wear, Tamika? Do you remember?
One year I wore this yellow t-shirt.
And, well, when that t-shirt got all wet with the cold, was that uncomfortable?
No, I was just cold.
Okay. But we know how to put up with the cold here because we're all Midwesterners, right?
Absolutely.
So if I showed up wearing a wetsuit, would that be allowed?
It is not allowed. Wetsuits are not allowed.
Right? Okay.
And the reason I say less is more is because, and it's great, people come out with great costumes and such, and we support that. There is a costume contest, but once you get submerged, you have to remember it all has to come off to change. And so that's why I mean less is more. It's easier to take a t-shirt off than an entire costume.
Absolutely. Well, what sort of costumes do you typically see at the polar plunge?
I couldn't even begin to. I mean, last year we had Courtney's crew. This group comes out every year. They raise close to $5,000 for us every year. And they came out, they were a roller coaster. And so they all had like harnesses over and then like fake legs as if they were, but we would not allow them to go into water with that apparatus on. But regardless, they put them on and did a show for everyone. So
how much money, Jim, are you guys hoping to raise with this? You say this is your top fundraiser.
Yes.
So what are you hoping to raise with this?
Last year we did close to $150,000. And I mean, ultimately, I would love to hit that 200 mark. And so now we have local sponsorships. You know, our friends at CEFQ and Cintas, they stepped up big time this year. And then they're going to put teams into this. And we have a lot of local school support, District 87, Unit 5. Tamika's with SOAR, which is our local program here with the Bloomington Parks and Rec. If we could hit that 200, I'd be happy.
So the money raised goes back to Special Olympics and the program stuff. And Tamika, you're an athlete.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the sports that you participate in?
Swimming and volleyball.
So do you feel that when people participate in the polar plunge, are they really making a difference for athletes like you?
Yes. Come out and support us and participate. It's really fun.
It really makes an impact. Region G is what we are. And so we're 8 central Illinois counties that our athletes feed into, from all the way from Peoria up to Livingston County, all the way over to Iroquois County on the Indiana border. And so we have about 1,200 athletes that participate. And it's of no cost to them to be a part of Special Olympics. And so, you know, we provide their meals at our events. We provide, you know, we have health screenings. We do a med fest where local doctors will come by and do hearing checks and vision checks and things of that. And that's of no cost to the athlete. And so we want to make sure they're healthy and we want to make sure they compete. And it's a good competition. It's sport. And so we want it to be sports. And so doing stuff like this, this is what it's all about. And this goes right back here in Central Illinois, all the proceeds. It's not going off somewhere else. And so you're supporting our local athletes and families here in Central Illinois.
That's Jim Fitzpatrick of Special Olympics Illinois, along with Tamika Matthews, the 2018 Polar Plunge Ambassador. The Polar Plunge is Saturday, February 24th, beginning at 9 a.m. in Bloomington's Miller Park. I'm Laura Kennedy.